In boxing, they say the best way to avoid a punch is not to be there when it arrives. To duck. And one can take this negative approach to life. But in today's parable, Jesus reminds us that everything we do has an effect. We are meaningful. No matter what you think of yourselves, whether you are a young person or an old person, you have an effect in this world by what we do and by what we fail to do. In fact, Jesus says, whatever you fail to do to the least of my brethren, you fail to do it to me. Now, when people think about religion, and this is a slight segue or tangent, they think religion and theology is about knowing things. True. But it is also about being very humble in front of the many things we do not know. Carl Sagan used to say, when you think of astronomy, the more we know about the universe, the more humble we should feel, because there is so much we do not know. Isaac Newton said, sometimes I feel like I'm on a beach playing with seashells when in front of me is a sea, an ocean of all the things I do not know. And so the saints reflected this and said to us that the closer they got to the Lord, the more they kept his commandments, and not the minimum, but the maximum. Remember, the Ten Commandments are for beginners. Thou shalt not kill is not the goal. Giving your life for someone is the goal. Thou shalt not steal is not the goal. Being generous with everything, like the widow with the poor mite that she gave, giving everything of yourself is the goal. So when we stand in our own life, we think about the judgment, because every action that we do and every action that we fail to do is our own little court case where we judge ourselves by what we choose to do. And the world will either benefit or suffer from what we decide to do and we decide not to do. I was in prison and you visited me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was depressed and you comforted me. In today's gospel, we have the corporal works of mercy, which we learn in our catechism. Everything but the burial of the dead is listed in here, because faith is action. Even when we fall in love with someone, that doesn't mean we know everything about them, but we love them and we live for them. And so it is in religion. We love our Lord and we live for him. It doesn't mean we understand everything. There is always a mystery and a humble attitude towards life. But what we can do is do acts of service. Martin Luther King said, everyone can be great, because to be great is to serve. Do not listen to the illusions of the world that say power is greatness, money is greatness, influence is greatness. No. It's like Napoleon, who had a security guard and everyone was over 6 feet tall, and someone said, your security is great. And he said, no, they are long. I am great. And therefore, look at your life and ask yourself the question, are there things I can do? Acts of kindness, acts of charity, because every time I do something good, I touch the Lord. If you did it for the least of my brethren, you did it for me. Do not seek so much to be understood as to understand those simple points. The road to salvation is paved with my brothers and my sisters. And the more I touch them with kindness, I touch the Lord, and I begin to understand there is so much more to learn and to do. Slava Isusu Christu!